Nolte, Woke Hollywood Layoffs Continue with Showtime Cutting 10% of Staff. By John Nolte on February 14, 2023. On Monday, Showtime wiped out 10% of its staff with a brutal round of layoffs, reports the far-left Deadline. More. Monday started with a shock and awe campaign at Showtime as the exits of a slew of top executives were announced in short succession. By the end of the day, about 120 people in total had lost their jobs in the layoffs, sources confirmed to Deadline. That represents more than 10% of the company's workforce. Leading the departures are co-presidents of entertainment Gary Levine, who is segueing to an advisory role, and Jana Winograd, as well EVP Nonfiction Vinnie Malhotra, COO and CFO Michael Crotty, EVP and General Counsel Rob Rosenberg, and EVP Content Acquisition Kent Sevener. The child predators at Disney just announced 7,000 layoffs. Netflix recently wiped out hundreds of jobs. Bye, Felicias. Add to this the dismal ratings for award shows, the box office crash. So what's going on? Well, two things. America is still suffering through the Biden recession. And Americans are rejecting the entertainment's focus on woke fascism. The entertainment industry worked overtime to elect Joe Biden. And what they got is what they deserve, a brutal recession coupled with crippling inflation that forces people to cut back on going to the movies, subscribing to streaming services, and paying for cable TV. What's more, entertainment has become openly hostile, hateful, and racist toward most of the population. Back in the studio days, during the Great Depression, Hollywood made movies to lift the spirits of the public, to inspire them, give them hope, and to escape the reality of real life. The screwball comedy was invented at the expense of the privileged. Astaire and Rogers danced cheek to cheek in 10 wonderful films. The Marx Brothers made America laugh. Joan Crawford, Betty Davis, and Barbara Stanwyck taught women resilience. James Cagney, Gary Cooper, Clark Gable, and Mickey Rooney told us to never give up. What do we get from Hollywood today? Guys in high heels and full beards portrayed as heroes instead of what they are, weirdos. Lectures about how our white skin makes us guilty and evil. No opposite sex sex. None of that glorious TNA but barrels and barrels of cringe-inducing gay sex. Comedy has been woke-raped into non-existence, so Hollywood no longer makes us laugh. Romance has been woke-raped into homosexual romance. Action movies have been woke-raped into lessons about toxic masculinity. James Bond is woke-raped into a brooding, whiny neurotic. Superhero movies have been woke-raped into bludgeoning lessons about white fragility and woman power. Nothing's fun, nothing's exciting, nothing's escapism or sexy or funny. It's all oppressive anti-art, and the American people are no longer buying, especially during the Biden recession. Last week, I canceled Netflix. And so, besides Peacock, for which I paid $19.99 for a full year, that's it for me. No cable TV, no streaming, no nothing other than all the free streaming. Freevee, Pluto, Tubi, and my personal movie collection. I'm done funding child predators, groomers, and perverts. Especially untalented ones who can no longer tell a basic story or have even a biology 101 understanding of human nature. If I can't relate to the characters, I'm not watching them, and I can't relate to these freaks. Hollywood is in a creative and financial death spiral, and I'm reveling in every minute of it. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.